Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Indeed, I'm here with Danny, and I'm every day.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's Tuesday, October 23rd. We're back alone here. No guests today.
Oh, well.
We're going to have guests the rest of the week, though, so that should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And but today, we're stuck with each other talking about shit again.
Oh, well.
What are we going to do, right?
Yep. Just going to go with the flow.
Exactly. You know, see what happens and pick up things along the road or something.
Exactly.
I don't know like what, but
I know.
Okay.
So anyways, I smoked some weed last night out of my glass blunt, and I don't think I've ever been that high.
Really?
Yeah. I just laughed for like 2 hours straight.
Wow.
About nothing.
Yeah.
But it was like laughing so hard that I felt like I was like maybe dying.
Really?
Yeah. It was a good time.
Who were you with?
I was by myself.
Really? Who supplied the weed?
I've had weed.
Yeah, had it. It just falls to you from the sky, right?
No. I have some weed from that guy's.
From that guy.
Yeah, private reserve, everyone, if you're looking for good weed.
Oh, that's the one. So that one really, really kills you.
Yeah. Well, it depends what strand it is. I don't know what I smoked last night, but I was giggling and giggling and
giggling. No, the strain is private reserve.
Well, that's the brand. That's the name of his business.
Oh, no, but it's also a strain, type of a strain.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, private reserve, of course. Many dispensaries have that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, look at him go.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at him.
Yeah. But those are usually pretty strong, so that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't smoke so much. How much did you smoke? How many hits? Like
five or six.
Yeah, that's a lot for you.
Because I didn't feel high in the beginning, and then all of a sudden I was like, I am too high.
Really?
Yeah.
And then you were laughing for
just hours
by yourself?
Yeah, by myself.
Wow.
I was like filming videos on my phone, and I was like laughing at my own jokes, and I was like, what's wrong with me?
Did you videotape yourself high?
Yeah, for
good.
Sure.
I'd like to see that. That would be funny.
People are like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I don't know. It's the weed. I blame the weed for sure.
Yeah, wacky tobacky.
Yeah. That's a cute name for it. That could be a name for a type of weed. I would like to get three cartons of the wacky tobacky.
Yeah. I think like really old people say that. No?
I've never heard that before.
I know. But I don't know. I heard it somewhere. I don't know where. But it's, it's funny how it works that way. But, you know, there's maybe that's. Yeah, you should just smoke less, you know, and then you'll be able to actually function on it, you know, which is fun, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, when I get high, I like to do things and go places, not to sit around, you know.
See, I like to smoke before, like, I don't mind smoking before I go to dinner.
Right.
I don't mind smoking before, like, I'm about to do, like, an adventure. But I really don't like to, like, smoke and, like, go run errands. That's not. That's not my
more
thing.
Pleasant. Yeah, it's just because it's because you don't do a lot.
Yeah,
no. That's why, you know.
No.
But when you do it all the time, you can do anything you want.
But I feel like, how do people get high if they do it all the time?
Well, not as high as you, that's for sure.
No.
We keep chasing that high, but it's never there again.
It was a good high.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I had a great night's sleep.
Yeah.
Probably like the best night's sleep I've had in a while.
I know. That's why it's so hard for me to get up in the morning, because the sleep is so good.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
that's the hardest part of my day, believe it or not, with all the challenges at work and of life and everything. The hardest time is for me to get up in the morning.
I mean, getting up in the morning for anyone is hard, though.
Yeah,
it's difficult.
But it's I think it's 10 times harder if you smoke weed before you go to bed.
No, I mean, this morning I complained for like 30 seconds. I was like, oh,
really?
And then I was like, oh, well, I'm up.
Well, you probably, how many hours of sleep did you get?
I got a lot.
There you go.
10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got 10,
9 hours.
9 hours.
I got half of that. No wonder it's hard for me to get.
Sometimes I wish I went to bed later, because I feel like a loser when I go to bed at 10.
No, but I like it. You know, like when I go on trips and stuff, like when I went last time, I went to sleep at 10:30, and it's great because you can get up at 7 and start your day, you know?
It's so
cool. Still get like 8 hours.
Eight hours is good.
Yeah,
I think
seven hours
is good.
Yeah, so if you go to sleep at 10, get up at 7, I think that's a perfect, you know, even at 6 if I could.
Right.
You know, I love early morning.
Right.
But yeah, I can't do it because I just keep myself up late. But maybe when I change my lifestyle, it'll be different.
Right. Know?
Maybe in winter weather, you just kind of want to go to bed early. Anyway,
well, when it's raining all the time, I'm sure you're just going to want to go to bed. So right. Just be prepared for that.
Yeah. It's funny because I love to sleep, but then I always put it off because I also like being awake.
Yeah, same. I feel the same way. Like I love getting a really good night's sleep, but I also love to be awake.
Right. You know, and stay up late when everybody else is sleeping.
Why? That's weird.
It's quiet. Nobody bothers you. I always accomplish a lot more late at night, you know, when I'm not bothered by anything.
I wish.
Or distracted or anything. But yeah, you never know, you know?
It's funny because I'll be like, when I'm by myself, I'll go to bed at like 10. But then when I'm with people, I can stay up till 5-6 in the morning.
Yeah,
no
right?
problem, no drugs, no cocaine, no nothing.
Yeah, because you're doing things.
Yeah, because I'm like excited that I'm like, you know, with people. And I'm like, if it's a guy involved, like I could sleep till 10. And then if he texts me, are you up? I'm up now. Well, I'm wide awake now.
Wow. I think you need guys to survive.
Yeah,
you know?
I do. My dad has been telling me my whole life that I was just made to be with somebody.
Yeah, right.
Like that was what you put on this earth to do. I'm like, I know, Dad. Yeah. Why won't somebody just let me do that for them?
Right. So maybe that's why you're waiting a long time to start anything in your life. And just waiting for someone to save you.
Yeah, legit. Can rescue somebody just love me, please?
Exactly. Rescue her from having to find a job. Take care of her. That's what she wants.
Oh, man. I was looking for a job all day yesterday, and I was like, this is just never going to work. Like, nothing is working
it's
for
unbelievable.
Me.
Unbelievable.
It doesn't matter how many times I send my resume. No one ever calls me back.
Yeah, and for any job?
Anything. I'm applying for everything. Receptionist, veterinary assistant, pet grooming. Like, you name it,
yeah.
I'm sending it.
And you're not qualified for any of that? What the hell?
I know. Like, at least give me an opportunity. Like, yeah. Bring me for an interview, and if you don't like me, then tell me to fuck off. You know?
Wow. It's just, you know what it is? There's just so many applicants. They probably half the time don't even.
And do you know how many people are in LA right now dealing with what I'm dealing with? Jobless, like freaking the fuck out that rent is due in fucking 7 days.
Yeah. No, people are desperate. I mean, I put an ad out for someone to help us here. And
you got a 1,000 resumes,
but
right?
But you get like baristas and I mean, what do you have to do? What can you do with this? You know, I need someone really technical. And the ad says that,
right.
You know,
yeah.
So people with no experience whatsoever, because maybe they're just desperate. Like you said, you know, it's probably hard to find a job.
It is. It's so hard.
Shit.
It's like who, you know,
right?
Like, why can't I just have one family member out here that like was the plug?
I'm telling you, there's too many people in the fucking world, you know? That's why, I mean, the same thing that's happened to you with the job is happening to me with dating.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I mean, it's happening with me with dating, too.
Yeah.
We're both fucking shit out of
Yeah, but you're still going out, you're meeting people, you're having sex.
I was having sex, Sam.
I'm on the sidelines the whole fucking time. You
I know, you're like cheering everybody else on.
Yeah.
Like, you go and get it. I'll be here waiting.
Just not happening, man. What can I do?
You need to do something.
I know.
Because life ain't getting any shorter.
I mean,
longer.
And there's not more women in Oregon than there are here.
No, there's definitely less.
I can't meet anybody here. I'm fucked.
It's definitely less women in Oregon, for sure.
Yeah, especially the town I'm going to, for crying
out
loud.
And then it sounds like you're going to a small town where everyone's already married.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so what
or
are you gonna?
Old.
Yeah. Like, so what are you gonna do? No, seriously, what are you gonna do?
I don't know. I'm gonna go to the. My hope is that when I go to the casino there, I'll find people that are more attractive and maybe like to go out and dress up and stuff. You know.
Yeah, that'd be cute.
Tourists, probably mostly, because it's a tourist town. You know, I mean,
right.
That's what they survive on is tourism. So that depends, you know, but. No, it could be a problem.
No, 110%. I mean, it's a problem in LA, and LA is filled with millions of people.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's no options out here.
Yeah.
There's not.
No, but then again, there's so much that there's nothing, right?
Yeah, that's like it's oversaturated. Like, do I want you? How are you any different than the Joe I just dated?
Right, and if it doesn't work out, bam, you move on to the next one. You don't try to make it work.
Exactly.
Anything, you know?
It's like, bye, on to the next dick.
Exactly, you know? So that's what happens.
That's
so
not me, though. I get stuck on one dick, and I literally, I'm like, hey, hi.
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Yeah, hi, Dick.
I missed your dick. Can I see it again?
Yeah. So what I might do is maybe just put ads in other places of people that are looking to move. But I don't want someone to move just because of me, because then if you want to get rid of them, you can't.
Wait, what do you mean? I'm so confused.
What I'm saying is I should find... At first I said, well, maybe I should put an ad like in L.A. for someone who wants to move to Oregon. And be with me.
Oh, once like a woman. There.
Yeah, a woman.
Like that's... you're going to pay her?
No. Look, no, like a match or something. But put a notice that, or a note that I'm living in Oregon and I'm looking for someone who's in LA who's looking to move.
I mean, but I would try it.
But then if they come to me, I'm responsible for them. You know, it's like you can't break up with them. You can't this because they rely
on me. I mean, and you're
going
to have to pay for everything.
No,
110%. If a dude posted that ad and I responded, I'm thinking, no, but I'm moving in. He's paying.
No, but once we live together and stuff, it's, you know, both work, both do their own.
So basically, you want like an arranged.
No, not
an arranged movement.
No, not at all. I'm just looking for someone who's looking to move anyway.
Maybe yeah, but then what if you don't fall in love with them?
But that's what I'm saying. It's not going to happen. Fuck it. It doesn't. I don't know why I thought about it. It's not gonna work. I can't have everything, I guess, you know.
That would, I think that would only work if like you were paying somebody to do it.
Nah, well, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, no, I knew you
would. No, but why? No, why would that be the only
I promise you, the only way someone would respond to that is if they were getting paid.
No, but let me ask you this. Let's say you see an ad of a guy that's like, hey, I just moved to Hawaii. I'm looking for a chick to...
I would never. I would never respond.
Together. Really?
Never.
Oh, wow.
Never on this planet.
I would be like, I would find it kind of thrilling if a woman says, hey, you know, I'm moving to Italy, looking for someone to spend time with or move with me or whatever, you know? But, yeah, you wouldn't do it. But you're a woman, you know?
I know, it's different for me.
Yeah, women wouldn't do the same. But, no, I guess I'm going to have to be... pleased with the lake and the beach.
Yeah.
Because not a lot of women are going to pass my way, I don't think.
I mean,
so.
That would be like a deciding factor for me if I was moving.
I know. A lot of people are saying
yeah,
that,
like if there was no dude, if I went and I saw like not at least 5 to 6 single good-looking dudes, I'm not going.
But you see, but that's the thing is that with me, that's been my norm.
Right.
You know, I mean, shit. It's like I go years without somebody.
I know, I can't do that. I don't want to do that. You shouldn't want to do that either.
No, but, you know, I mean, if you can't find anybody, why are you going to, like, force yourself? I mean, I was with some, you know, it doesn't work. It doesn't work for me. I don't know, unless...
It's really hard to meet people, even when you are going out. Because when you do go out, it's like, is this really the place I want to meet somebody?
Right. And people are not necessarily on their best behavior either.
No, everybody is fucking everybody.
Right.
Like, for every good... Okay, this is the thing. For every good man or woman, there's somebody fucking it up for you.
Yeah.
Seriously, there's somebody fucking it up for you. So, it doesn't matter if you're, like, literally the gem at the bottom of the fucking ocean.
Uh-huh.
That person that found you and you found them, she just got fucked over or he just got fucked over and, like, just ruined it for you.
Yeah.
You know? Unfortunately so.
Yeah.
Like I thought about it the other night. I go, by the time a really good guy comes into my life, I'm probably going to have nothing left to give him because I've literally exhausted everything I have for pieces of shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, listen, you still got a lot of years in
and
you.
And then there's strippers. Like men are just going to the strip club like and
yeah,
like
I don't
I've
get that.
And I've witnessed some great like out here, like girls are getting their pussy ate. In the strip club.
Really?
Yeah. Like one of my guy friends was eating pussy at the VIP section at Crazy Girls.
Really?
And I was like, what the fuck?
A million fucking guys lick the same thing.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Disgusting.
But then you have a girl at home.
Right.
Right? Because this dude, the guy that I was with, has a girlfriend.
Really?
And yeah.
He's eating pussy at the strip club.
Wow.
And
so his girlfriend's at home going to sleep thinking she got the best boyfriend in the world. Mind you, he's eating dirty pussy at the strip club.
Oh, my God.
And I hate to say dirty pussy, but if she's letting some random-ass motherfucker.
And if she does it several times a night, you know, and doesn't wash or anything, you know.
And that means somebody else's mouth was on
exactly.
it. And what if he had a herpes outbreak?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, a guy's got to be really fucking desperate to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Titties out.
Yeah.
Titties out, guys grabbing the titty, pulling down the underwear, throwing a finger up the pussy.
Yeah, because most of them are porn stars anyway, you know, those dancers. Yeah.
I couldn't get over it. Like, trust and believe, when they dance, I'm like, wow, that's incredible. They look amazing. It's when they get off the pole and hit the floor. I'm like, where's your self motherfucking respect?
Well, they don't have any. If they did, they wouldn't be on that stage.
Yeah, but you know what the thing is? A stripper will get wifed up before I do.
Mm. Yeah.
How does that work?
I don't know.
Like, a stripper will be like on vacation, have a dude paying her rent, buying her fucking nice clothes and nice bags, and being flown across the world and getting told I love you and getting roses and flowers. Mind you, she's going to work, probably cheating on him and getting more stacks on stacks on stacks from dudes that want to fuck her. Right. And yet I can't even keep a man for 3 fucking weeks.
Oh, well, don't blame yourself. It's the guys.
No, it is. But I'm saying it's hard for guys to be with good women because they don't even know that they exist.
Right.
And then when they do exist and you're telling them, like, I'm a good fucking human being, they don't believe you.
Right. So you know what? That goes both ways with women and, you know, too. And stuff.
It's not just men. It's women, too.
Exactly. You know, I mean, if I could make them see what a cool guy I am, I'm sure I'd get more attention, you know.
Right.
But then I'm saying, you know, my pictures don't look too bad and my profile's okay, so what the fuck? And then you have to conclude there's a lot more guys than women, and especially, you know, like pretty women, so there's not a lot.
Yeah.
Everybody runs around them because...
See, I feel like there's more pretty women than guys.
Well, but even so, I mean, you can go through 10 women before you meet someone attractive.
I know.
You know, like 10 swipes. But
I could go for like 55 swipes before I found someone attractive on Bumble.
Yeah.
And even at that, I'm like, you're all right.
I know. And then so everybody goes to those attractive people.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, you know.
Yeah, but looks aren't everything, let me tell you.
You can't help how you're born. But I think people go by looks.
You can't help how you were born.
Yeah, you know. So you can't control that. If you're born a beautiful woman, then you are, you know.
Right.
But, you know. If you're not, you're not. Sometimes I wonder what it's like to be really ugly, you know? It's got to be terrible.
I know.
You know?
I know. And it's like hard because like I don't want to be in a position where like I'm classifying someone as ugly.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like I never want to look at someone and be like, wow, they're fucking ugly. Right. You know what I mean? Because that's like horrible. I know. If you think about it, they have zero control over it.
That's true.
Like zero control over how they look.
Well, that's not true. I mean, I think some ugly people just let themselves go maybe or something, you know. I often go, you know, with a makeover, they would look okay, you know.
Right.
So you never know. But no, sometimes I'm just blown away by some of the pictures on the apps, man. I mean, suddenly like a huge nose or something jumps out at you or you know, something like that. And it's, yeah, you know. But I don't understand those dating apps. I mean, what's, you know. So
You're judging a book by its cover. That's basically what it is. It's basically, do you like what you see at a first glance? Because there's nothing else you can tell on those apps besides what they look like with 5 pictures.
But listen, that in real life, it's the same thing. If you, the first thing you notice is their looks, right?
I agree.
And then you pursue something else.
I agree.
But the looks is like a deal breaker.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you have to look decent and, yeah, I don't know. I just think the age is a big drawback because you don't know, am I dating younger, am I dating older, you know, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's why they tell you should be married and have somebody early on so you can have somebody later on in your life, you know?
Right.
And if you can last with those people, but hey, 50% of the people don't, you know, who get married, get divorced.
See, I wouldn't get married just to be getting married.
Yeah. No, that's a terrible thing.
Yeah, like me. I would, and even when I went out with this guy and we were driving to Malibu, I was explaining to him that I don't want a big wedding. Like I would be okay with getting the ring and having the party. Like I don't want the ceremony. I don't care enough.
Yeah.
You know, like you and me could elope if you want to make this like real official. But and then we just have a fucking party with everyone that we actually care about.
Yeah, but you might as well have a ceremony.
No, it's so boring. I don't even want to sit through it.
No, I mean, you don't have to make it long either.
They're always long.
They're not long.
They're so long.
Well, you know why?
My brother's wedding was so long.
You have
long.
To stretch it out because they prepare for all that shit, you know? I mean, think of the aisle they prepare, the flowers and all that, the cameras and all this, what, for 5 minutes? You know,
I'd be okay with that. 15 minutes tops. Let's get it done. Yeah, let's get the shot.
15 minutes makes sense. No more than 15 minutes.
I don't think you need more than 15 minutes. No. You walk down the aisle for a minute and a half with your dad.
Right.
You look at your husband. You both start crying because you're like, I can't believe this is happening. I love you so much.
And give the people something to look at and take pictures
of. Then you drop your vows if that's what you choose to do.
Right.
I mean, my husband better be saying some vows. Like, you better tell me how much you love me today and for the rest of our lives.
I think people might consider you high maintenance.
I'm high maintenance to an extent, but not in the sense where like I need like designer shit.
No, but what I mean is emotionally.
Oh, emotionally, yeah. Like for me right now, I'm like, it's Tuesday, okay? It's been 1 week since I actually saw this dude and he hasn't said a word to me since Friday.
Wow.
That's too long for me.
Yeah.
Like Friday, Saturday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That's 4 days.
Yeah.
That's too long.
It is.
I'm sorry.
It is.
Like, ask me if I'm good.
All of a sudden, yeah.
No.
And you're not trying to me either?
Absolutely not. I'm trying to be a tough girl.
I know, but those are the games people play.
I know, and I know he's probably waiting for me to say something.
Yeah, because maybe he thinks, well, she doesn't like me that much. You know? Why should he be doing all the contacting all the time?
It's usually me doing all the contacting. Mm. Like, anytime we went on a date, it was, my idea.
Yeah.
You know?
So he never writes first?
I mean, sometimes. I mean, he'll call me.
Yeah, that's good.
But he hasn't called me. That's not good. Mm. But he's also away. I'm like, who knows who he's fucking or what
but
he's doing out there.
Matter. Yeah.
But it's a phone call takes 30 seconds.
I know. I don't know. I think you find guys that are emotionally unavailable.
But how do you make a guy emotionally available?
He has to be that already.
I don't think so.
I do.
I don't think so. My brother wasn't.
You see, if you think that you can turn a guy from a player into a one-woman man, you're wrong. If he's not ready for it, you're not going to be able to do it. I'm telling you.
So I just don't get that then.
Why? I mean, if
I don't understand. So every player in the universe just doesn't have a soft spot?
No, well, they don't want to settle down yet, you know? Look, I mean, it depends. I planned when I was in my 20s, I planned not to get married until I was 30. I ended up getting married at 27. Why? Because I felt I should get married. Mm. You know, I met this woman. The family was getting along, blah, blah, blah. I thought, yeah, what the hell?
Right.
But we were young, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So you felt forced. Like basically by society.
I kind of did, yeah. The family, maybe they never said anything, but I don't remember that far back. But all I know is I married for the wrong reason. You know?
I don't want to do that, and I don't want to be in a relationship for the wrong reasons. Exactly. Like, I don't want to be in a relationship just to be in one.
Yeah, because eventually it's going to catch up with you, and you'll go, why am I married to this person?
And then you look at them, and you're like, I don't even like you.
Right.
I don't even like you.
Exactly.
Your fucking chewing bothers me. Your snoring bothers me. Everything about you, I hate.
Right. And that's the time to go and run for the hills.
But it's funny because like you could be really, really into someone and then like 3-4 months down the line, you're like, mm-mm.
Yeah, that happens.
It has never happened to me.
Yeah.
It has never. I've.
So with you, it usually gets stronger?
Yeah, because the more I am with you emotionally. See, the thing is, I could have someone who's really good looking if he doesn't mentally like give me something.
Right.
Like if he doesn't fuck me mentally, I can't, like I'll have no interest.
Yeah.
You know, so I could bag like the like a fucking Leonardo DiCaprio, and if we can't have a funny conversation or like talk till 5 o'clock in the morning, and
you're not attracted to them. So they have to like seduce you with their mind, mm-hmm. with their personality, mm-hmm. first of all.
Because if you look at my list of ex-boyfriends, like pictures of them, there's maybe like 2 good looking ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The rest you'd be like, no, you didn't. And yeah, I'm like, yes, I did.
Okay, so you like them for their personality and however they treated you.
Right.
Yeah. See, that makes more sense than mm-hmm. looks, you know?
But then at the end of the day, none of those relationships work, so.
Well, they didn't, but it doesn't mean it shouldn't, you know?
Right.
But maybe people should be equally good looking or ugly or whatever you want to
see,
call
I don't believe in that.
No?
I don't think they should be equally.
Why?
Good looking. I don't think that's like a requirement.
No, but then one feels superior to the other, I think, in that way.
See, that's funny to me that you say that. So you think like if a guy knows he's a girl is a little bit out of his league, he'd be insecure?
You mean if she was prettier?
Like if she was like a badass, yeah. Like, and he knew that no matter where she went,
he would be like extremely fucking jealous. I was when I was, but that's when I was young. I didn't know how to deal with emotions.
Right.
But I, when I was 21, I met this woman who from Texas, and she was drop dead fucking gorgeous. You know, blonde, blue eyes, all this, tall. And we became best friends, but I wanted more than that.
Right.
But I never really, so we got as far as kissing, but I always thought like there was a song.
Did it ruin your friendship?
No.
Really?
No, I was afraid it would ruin the friendship maybe.
Right, but kissing didn't ruin your friendship?
No, the kissing didn't because we never took it any further.
Right.
But she, no, but she probably figured, was asking herself, what the fuck is he doing? Why is he stopping at this? And but that's a long story. I'll tell you some other time why I didn't.
Okay.
But the bottom line is, and then I felt, well, maybe I should be just friends to her and encourage her to date other guys and stuff. And I did just that.
And that didn't hurt you.
And that, no, that hurt me a lot.
Right.
Yeah, so, because suddenly I said I fucking drove her to some other guy's hands after I've spent so much time building a relationship with her.
Yeah, no, I could never do that.
Yeah.
I can never do that. That's like the conversation that I just had with this dude. It's like we get along so well, but I mean, I've had sex with him though, so it's a little bit more complicated. But like I could never sit at his apartment after I had sex with him or kissed him or had any type of feelings for him whatsoever and have him tell me about another bitch.
Right. Yeah, no, that's the thing is that once you do it, but here we never did it.
Right, but you still kissed. Yeah. I feel like kissing is more emotional than anything else.
I know.
Like, if you can kiss someone.
I was 20 years old. I had totally no confidence. And I constantly felt somebody's going to fucking. Because people looked at her and she was just.
Drop dead gorgeous. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and people noticed that and stuff. Right. And you go. So I remember at the time there was a song that came out that's called When You're in Love with a Beautiful Woman.
Right.
And it says, and it's got all kinds of things like, you know, your friends are not real and. And things like that, you know, how everybody, you don't know who's going to take her.
Right.
So it's an insecurity, though.
Right. I mean, I think everyone has insecurities about themselves.
Right. But I had a lot when I was 20, 21. That's all I can tell you. If I could let her go, this is someone I should have kept. And because I was like, I don't know if it was just infatuation, but I loved everything about her.
Right.
But she never knew it because I never
was confident. And how long were you guys friends for?
Maybe a couple of years, maybe a year, I don't know.
Right.
Because then I ended up moving. This was in Vegas. And then I ended up moving here. So I never really had the chance. But she already had a boyfriend. Because she must have figured, I don't know what the fuck he's doing, but he's not making a move.
Right.
And we're just kissing. And he keeps telling me, maybe I should find a guy or something. Yeah, then he's just a friend.
I will say this, when a guy starts
How
doing that.
How stupid could I be?
Yeah, when a guy starts saying comments like that, it's the biggest turn off on the face of the planet.
Right.
Like when you know a guy is into you, because women aren't stupid.
No, but wait, but I'm talking before you ever got to the point where you feel like you're, you know, before you have sex.
Right.
But at that age, again, remember, 20 years old.
Man, is young.
Yeah. I didn't know what
Definitely
the fuck I was doing.
Everyone was very
immature.
I let
a lot of opportunities slip out of my hands, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Back then. Very insecure. Today I still am, you know.
You need to work on that.
Yeah, I can start a conversation with anybody in the world except a beautiful woman.
That's crazy.
I know. Well,
especially since like you're on air every day and like say whatever the fuck you want to say.
Right.
But then when like you're sitting at the bar and someone amazingly beautiful walks in, you're gonna choke up.
I would never approach her.
Like you wouldn't even like send her a drink.
Maybe if I was the only one there.
Really? What if the bar was full and she was sitting by herself?
I wouldn't waste my time because I knew everybody else is going to hit on her too and it's going to make it even more difficult.
See, your problem is that you're thinking about what everyone else is going to do.
Really?
I don't give a fuck. If I see somebody I like, I'm going for it. Mm. I don't care. Oh, I see you. I like you. I'm going to see where this is going. And I'm a woman. Yeah.
You see, that's what I'm saying. You know how many opportunities I let slip?
Mm-mm. Like for this guy that I've been hooking up with, the first night I met him, he was at the bar talking to other women first. And I went straight up to him. He bought me a drink and I said, you need to start paying attention to me.
Really?
Set it flat just like that.
Wow.
I'll be sitting over there.
You see, that's confidence.
Yeah.
That's good.
Because I just don't care. I mean, I'm sorry. You're talking to beautiful women, but ain't nobody's on my level. So right. I said, he bought me a drink at the bar, and I said, I'm going to go sit over there. You need to start paying attention to me.
Right, right.
And then he started paying attention to me.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm not 100% that, because when I did do these things, it actually paid off.
Right.
So it's just you're always afraid of something that's not going to happen
right.
anyway. You know?
Right.
They're not going to reject you the way that you think they will
no.
or whatever.
And most women will reject a man in like right. a pretty decent way, you know, right. unless they're just super aggressive and arrogant. And it's like, shut the fuck up. Like,
yeah, no,
you have no shot. Happen. Yeah. I get scared now turning down people because people are just lunatics. Like,
yeah,
you could turn down a guy,
huh?
he'll go to his car and, like, fucking jank you on the way out. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It's kind
I
of
know,
scary.
People are fucking crazy. Wow. I saw there's advertising an app for women that travel alone. And I guess it, I don't know, maybe all kinds of GPS and information updates as to how to go to places.
This is like on your phone or like traveling
on the
to
phone.
A different country?
No, it's on the phone. It's on the phone, but you can. It helps you travel alone when you're a woman.
Is it like a 911 feature?
It safer. Probably, things like that. But I think it's a lot more than that. What's it called? Shit. I forgot. But it's interesting. I thought that probably would have come in handy when I get lost in the fucking woods, man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you should probably download that.
Yeah. But next time I go into any fucking trail, I'm going to make sure I have like a good view of it from the top, like a map or something.
Right.
I need to know where the fuck I am, man. That's scary. And everybody I tell this to are going, fuck, man, I would have died if I was like lost like this. I said, yeah, but what do? You just keep walking, you
right.
know, till you get somewhere.
No, thanks. Absolutely not. I don't like hikes. I don't like cabins in the woods with no cell phone service. I'm just, yeah. That's like literally the opening scene of so many horror films. So I'm all set. Yeah. I will be at the hotel. The 5-star resort down the street.
Right.
Y'all call me when you're ready to
That's
lay by the pool.
Yeah. I don't want nature, right? No, but I'm attracted to it now, and I'm a guy, so I don't really have to worry about these things.
Yeah, and you're like a nature guy. I feel like you always want to be outside.
I've become like that a lot more, you know? Maybe just because I've had it with the city. I don't know.
That could be it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? How many times can you look at the roads and at the cars and everything and the same things that we talk about all the time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's too big, it's too this, it's too crowded, it's too this. But, I mean, look, L.A. is a great place. I have nothing bad to say about it. It's just that I've lived here long enough, I want to change, you know? I'm not saying that it's better or worse, it's just different.
Right.
You know, so it looks like I pretty much have that lake house in my pocket.
That's good.
So I'm looking forward to that. And did I show you the videos? I never even had a chance to show you any of the pictures
Mm-mm.
or the videos. The whole world has seen them except you.
I know.
Well, I'll show them to you after the show when you have some time, okay?
Okay.
But you got to see it because then you'll understand what the fuck I'm doing
well,
and
why
I'm
sure
I'm
it's beautiful.
It. Yeah.
But you also haven't been there when it's raining, so.
Okay, well, you know, I'll live with that. Every time I talk to somebody, they're trying to scare me with the rain. Even the fucking
I mean,
the landlord. He's like, you need to understand, there's gonna be rain here.
Yeah.
I said okay.
No,
I love
but like
rain.
I've lived in Boston.
Yeah.
Rain and snow is like a big deal, and it's very depressing. You don't want to ever do anything.
Yeah, but that's the thing is that I think I will because I like doing things in the rain anyway. I'm not afraid of the rain. Just like when I get high and I like to do things when it's raining too. So I'll fucking drive. It's not crazy freeways like here.
Right. You the freeways out here are insanity.
Yeah, there you drive in the mountain there and you drive into the little town, get your thing, do whatever.
Right.
Go to the bar, grab some to eat, whatever. Go to the store.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do here? The same shit, you
mm-hmm.
know? But do it in a more pleasant environment that's different. I can get up in the morning and look outside. I have a lake.
Right.
A fucking lake.
Right.
You know, I can get up, work whenever I want. I can go fish, I can fucking go boating, all kinds of shit.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, fill my time with some more fun things, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
I just feel that I'm that I'm like so busy all the time. I mean, this guy, I was trying to call him for 2 days. I'm telling him I'm going to call him. And every time I'm about to call, something comes up.
Right.
2 days later, I fucking called the guy, you know? And I told him, I said, you see how busy I am?
I'd rather be busy than not busy, let me tell you.
Yeah, but not this busy.
I would definitely love to be that busy.
Really?
Yeah, to the point where like little shit like calling someone back, I'm like, sorry, I'm busy.
Yeah.
I can't wait to... that's me.
Good. So you're ready for some hard work.
You know? I'm ready to work. I'm ready for a man. I'm ready for, you know, my life to just fall into place.
I know. And you are doing things about it. That's what I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm taking steps in the right direction. Like, I feel like I handled this new relationship better than I've handled a lot of my relationships in the past. Work, I'm still trying as hard as I can to possibly get a job. Like, right. I'm doing... what I can to be a better version of myself and make my life better, but
right,
everything takes time.
Why don't you go to a psychologist, a therapist or something, just to talk? Not because something's wrong with you, but...
I don't think going to a therapist means something's wrong with you.
No, okay, but that's what I mean.
It just means you have issues, but everyone has issues, people.
No, but that's not even so much that. I just think you're going to a professional who has seen this before, people talking like that, behaving like that, and they can show you how you can actually think differently. You know,
I feel like I am thinking differently, though.
Well, maybe you're not, because you're in it.
In what? What am I in?
In your life, in the story.
Yeah.
You need somebody who's objective from the outside, looking in.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely not opposed to seeing a therapist. I just...
Yeah, or take a break and go to Boston so you can look at your life here from the outside.
It helps Los Angeles.
Okay.
I'm not leaving Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Okay, so make it work here.
Yeah, for sure. I will definitely figure it out. I mean, I'll definitely take a trip to Boston for like a week. Yeah. But as soon as I'm there for a week, I'm going to say bye.
No, but that's what I'm saying, though. You'll be able to look at your life like objectively from the outside.
Right.
And sometimes you get in all kinds of ideas and stuff, you know. That's what happened to me, you know. I like go to Oregon, then I look at my life here. I would go, oh, well, you know, it's not as... bad or not as good as it seems.
Right.
Know?
Do you have $2 on you?
Yeah. Why?
Can I have it?
No?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I want to buy us a lottery ticket.
Okay. So you need the $2 now?
Because we're
going to
forget.
No, I'll give it to you. Okay. Let me take it out now.
And I'm going to buy us a lottery ticket. And if I win, we'll split it.
So you really think it's going to work?
I think with your money, because I feel like you don't believe in it and your money will bless us.
Oh, okay.
I was literally just looking at you like, today is our day, Sam. We're going to win the lottery.
Okay.
What is a random gas station that no one would know about?
So listen, I'm going to give you $5 because I only have fives. I don't have a one.
Okay.
But
so I'm
going to
get two.
Then. Yeah, get two.
And then I'll get a $1 scratch ticket.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
For yourself.
Legit. I mean, $1 scratch tickets, it's like, hey, you won your dollar back.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah, please, God, please let me and Sam win.
How do you pick the numbers?
You like don't. Randomly? I just do. Should I pick numbers?
If you like, if you have favorite ones.
No, not really. I only have one favorite number. It's 21.
Mm. Okay. 21 it is.
But usually I just go to the machine and I just take two random picks.
Right.
Yeah. So I'll go to the machine, right? And I'll pick one.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll leave the line. I'll let whoever was behind me go. Okay. And then I'll come back. But I won't buy two in a row.
Okay. Yeah, go to the liquor store down the street here. I'll tell you where.
I know. I went there for a Red Bull once. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's where I'll go.
Okay.
Since you told me, if you think that's where we're going to get our winning ticket, I shall go.
Maybe, because that's where I pictured the ticket coming from.
Okay. Well, there you go. Yeah. You little psychic, you.
Yeah, right.
Hey, do you remember when we had the psychic on the show?
Which one?
The one that told me that 30 to 31 would be my year of love and that I would meet someone really quickly. It would move really fast.
I don't remember that, but if you're saying so.
Oh my God, Sam, what are you talking? She was on the she was like Middle Eastern.
Was she the one that went based on your name?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
Natalie.
You remember her?
Natalie,
and,
I do.
And then she was like, your 30 to 31 will be on love. You'll meet someone really quickly. You'll have a baby, blah, 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 blah. She also told me his name would start with J.
Yeah.
And the dude that I'm dating now, his name starts with J.
Really?
That's why I'm a little freaked out. That's why I was like, I don't know if I should like necessarily give up on this yet.
Yeah.
Because she's right. I was talking shit about her 2 weeks ago.
That's true.
But maybe she was right. Natalie, if you're listening, what's up?
Wouldn't it be weird?
It'll be so weird. Right? Well, I told you what happened to Gabby, right?
No.
So we, a couple years ago, we were at the beach back in Boston, and we were standing in line at the pizza shop. Like, they got like beach pizza, you know? And this lady behind Gabby goes, "You're pregnant. You're having a boy." And Gabby was like, "No, I'm not. Like, you batshit crazy bitch, whatever." A month later, Gabby found out she was pregnant.
Wow.
And then a month later after that, she found out she was having a boy. And I was like, that's weird. So a year later, when Marcellus was like a year, we were at the beach and she had Marcellus in the carriage. And that same lady came right behind us again and said, "I told you you were having a boy."
Who the fuck is that lady?
Mm-hmm.
How did she even remember it was you?
She said she went off auras.
Ooh.
So I'm like, sometimes I believe it. Sometimes I don't think it's like necessarily bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say that lady that came in, Natalie, like, she seemed like she was full of shit. Sorry, girl. She just seemed like she was.
No, I mean, she's like out there, you know, I mean, in her claims, but yeah.
I just didn't think she had like any, like, you know.
You never
But then all of a sudden I met a guy randomly.
Yeah.
But now it's kind of dwindling down, Natalie. So why don't you come back in here and tell me what the fuck is going to happen for the rest
exactly.
of the year?
Exactly. I'll ask her. I'm friends with her on Facebook.
Yeah, please be like, "Hey, Danny wants to know if you had any more visions of her in her love life." Because it started off accurate and then it dwindled.
I think more than a psychic, we need a relationship expert for you. A dating expert, you know. We used to get a lot of them. I don't know. It all dried up.
I think those are always cool, dating experts, because it's like, what makes you an expert on what I'm not doing right?
Right,
like,
exactly.
Are you even in a relationship?
No, and they're usually not married.
Yeah.
They're like 45, 50-year-old women.
Single.
That have never been married.
Maybe it's because of all their mistakes. They just, like, know how to give good advice on what not to do.
No, I just think that when I look at them, they're too, like, they come across as too strong. I don't think men like that.
That's me, though, Sam.
No. I like strong women, but not when they come on. Oh, you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
That's me. I'm super aggressive.
No, that's not what I mean. What is it that I'm trying that I see in them? And I'm thinking,
like, when you're having a conversation?
Three different women that have hosted shows here, and they're still not married. And
have I met them?
Relationship experts, no. That's like that, but they're all like in their 50s now.
Oh my God, I hope I'm not single until I'm 50.
Gotta be. No. No, you won't be. Because to you, it's important to find someone, you know?
Yeah.
Some people put it off, you know, like for career purposes, mm-hmm. or whatever. You know, they just say, "Oh, I'll postpone my dating and my marriage and all that stuff." And before you know it, you're too old.
I know.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
No, but listen, you got plenty of time. I'm telling you, you have no reason to hurry. So pick him out carefully. And I think what's going to happen is eventually the right one will click, you know?
I know.
You just got to try. It's a numbers game too, you know? You go through 3-4 bad ones and suddenly, oh, there's a good one, you know?
I've just gone through so many. I've never had a good one. I've never had like a guy where I was like, wow, he's a really good guy. It just didn't work out. That's never happened.
Yeah.
I also don't think I've ever been in love.
Yeah.
I just wanted so badly to be in a relationship. I was like, I'm in love.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Danielle, you were not at all.
So what do you think? How would you feel if you were in love? What does it mean to you?
I feel I would feel a little bit how I feel right now. I'm not in love with him, but he gives me a feeling I've never felt before.
Really?
Yeah, like it's
that
undeniable.
You want to be with him?
Yeah, 110%.
Wow.
Like I miss him. A lot.
Wow.
Yeah, and I want to call and text or call him and say like, "Hey, I'm thinking about you," because like that's just why do I
it,
have
do
to
it.
Wait?
Yeah, do
you know
it.
Everyone's like, "Don't text him. Wait for him to text you." I'm like, but why though?
Yeah, no, I mean, don't put any pressure. Just say what you just said. I was
right.
just thinking of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all you write.
Like I get like before we went on a date on Tuesday. Like before I see him, I get like butterflies.
Yeah.
I haven't had that.
That's nice. You
like,
see?
Jumps in my stomach.
Okay, so you need to play it right and it might work out.
I think, but he's not ready, but it doesn't mean that, it's not like I'm forcing him, but I also don't want to just disappear because he's not ready.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying to you. I was waiting, I was going to go till I'm 30 before I get married, and I get married at 27. So you never know what's going to happen,
mm-hmm.
you know? Never say never. That's the important thing.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
Yeah. But, yeah, so hopefully.
So we're going to win the lottery tonight.
Yeah, and one of us will have a guy. Hopefully just one of us. We'll have somebody.
Hopefully both of us, Sam, not just one of us.
I know. I don't see any good signs that it's going to happen.
Me neither. There's no good signs in my life either.
Yeah.
It's not like all signs point to I'm going to be in love in 6 months.
No, but you're getting stooped and stuff, you know? I mean, I don't know.
No.
You're getting like, you're getting emotions, you're getting feelings, you get something stirring up inside,
but that's
sex.
Yeah, but that's, you know, me. That's like saying... That's like saying, yeah, that's great, but it's like basically a one-way street. I'm like in that by myself.
Well, maybe not. If you realize that, then you better cut it off quickly.
I mean, it's been 4 days. I don't want a guy that can go 4 days without talking to me.
But maybe for him it's still too early, no?
What,
maybe he's testing the waters. Maybe he wants to see if you're interested, although he knows, right? You made it pretty clear.
I don't know.
Okay, so write to him. I was just thinking of you, and... I really hope you're having a great time. And that's it. And let's see what he says. You know? And see if he answers and when. And then you'll know. Then you'll know.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you can also come across and ask him right away. Tell him how you feel.
I don't know how I feel, though.
No, you feel like you want to be with him. So tell
him. Well, I feel excited about him.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I necessarily want to be with him because I don't really know him that well yet.
Okay, so let him know. I really feel good when I'm around you.
Mm-hmm. Which I already told him.
Okay.
I said I like how I feel when I'm with you.
Yeah.
I don't like how I feel when I'm not with you.
Right.
That's...
Yeah.
That's a seesaw right there.
Yeah, but... make it positive, not negative.
I know. Yeah, guys hate... when you say anything negative. It's like...
Right. So say... Yeah. I mean, who wants to be brought down?
Right. You know? Exactly.
So say, rather than I don't like being without you, say I enjoy being with you.
Right.
I want to be with you. And that's it. But don't do that right now.
No.
But you got to let him know, and maybe you're postponing the inevitable, which might be that he says no. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That I don't feel... He doesn't feel the same way. And thus, you're going to be disappointed. So you have to be prepared. But if that's the case, you better find out now than later.
Right.
He could be keeping you just... Maybe he does have feelings for you, but not as strong as you have for him.
Well, which is definite. Which is 110% for sure.
Yeah.
But I've also never had a man look at me the way that guy has looked at me.
Okay, but...
But that could just be an in-the-moment thing.
Don't fall.
Yeah, because like, if you're having like a really good... moment,
right.
Like obviously you're gonna look at a person a certain way. That doesn't mean anything.
Right.
That just means in that moment,
yeah,
he was in awe.
It felt good, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Well, finally, I just wanted to bring this up before we go because it's frustrating and it makes you feel good.